All right, this is Parak Zayin in Hilchos Isurim Mizbeach, and we're going to bring Isurim Mizbeach to close. It's a short parak, but we'll stop here after this, and then tomorrow we'll start a Maaser Kavanos. The Rambam says the main theme here is going to be that getting away on technicalities, meaning even though there are certain things you can bring b'dieved and it still be kasher, a person's attitude should never be, when it comes to things in the mikdash, to go for the minimal. To be minimalist. So lach aleph, local dover shein apostle maybe also lach aleph. So meaning not just because something's not apostle doesn't mean you should bring it. Kate said, "Iya chayav ola." So let's say you're chayav in an ola sacrifice. Lo yavi se kafush v'chalor. You shouldn't bring like a weak and ugly animal. V'yom harayim b'mum. But I'll say, listen, there's no blemish on it. Now zena mor varu nuchal. The kol shiyavi the korban yavi the mufkar. Anytime you bring a korban, it should always be from the best of the lot. Halacha beis. The kacha you owe some is on a mikdash. What were the doing times in the Mikdash? Mevian Elim Moav. So the Elim, the rams, would come from Moav. Mevian Kvasim Shagavayin Rachavim Mechevron. They would bring these like broad sheep from Hebron. Mevian Agalim Minasharon. They would bring these, calves from the Sharon area. The Gozos from Harmelech. The young does from Harmelech. Mevian Yayin Mikarchayon Valotoyon. So they would bring wine for these two areas. Solos and Michmas Vyochana. They bring flour from those areas, and Levin, Shemen, Tekoa, and they would bring Shemen from Tekoa. So these were considered the best locations of these products. So all new wood, fresh wood, is kasher, is good to use for the Mizbeach. They wouldn't bring wood from olive trees or grape trees, because this had to do with the overall settlement of Eretz Yisrael. We usually use branches from fig trees that were new and areas that had not been settled. Vishal egos or shall eat shemen. Also, they would bring nut trees and those of trees that would burn very quickly. The Akzorin Shasa Moshe, the logs that Moshe made, Amma Orkam Amma Rokhwan, that were made from the Mizbeach were an Amma wide, an Amma long, Vavian Kimecha Gadish Shoseya. And the thickness was like basically a rod that's a seah in width, kamoson osnodoros. And that's how they would use it in general. So again, the logs that were used, they used the amma by amma overall dimensions with the very, very, very thick ones. Alachadah, the case of the osin, bizrias chite amenachas and asachim. So what would they do when they were planting wheat kernels or wheat for the minchas and the libations? Near Chatzia Sada B'Shana B'Shona V'Zorah Chatzia. Okay, so they would leave half the field empty and half the field planted. V'Shana Shniya Near Chatzia Shizarba B'Shona V'Zorah Chatzia Acher Kol LaPesach Shivim Yom. And then what they would do is that the second year, the part that he planted, he would leave alone, and then he would plant in the second half 7 days prior to Pesach. V'Imlo Haitza Sada Avoda. Right. So if there was no work done in the field, Choresh B'Shona V'Acher Chazorah, then he would go ahead and plow twice. Right, plow and repeat, and then plant. Ubora chitim yafe yafe, and he would actually choose the kernels of wheat very, very carefully. Barachach shafes achitim. Then he would what's called literally hit them or strike the wheat kernels. Uboy ben arba achis kapto, and then he would tread on them, walk all over them until the shells came off. All right, so now we're going to get to some specifics of how they did this. Alacha hey, kol chitim shamanachos dino shlosh meos shifa. So all the wheat that was used in mincha offerings required 300 beatings. The chamesh meos bita. And 500 treads. Shaf achas boet shtayim, so you would beat once and tread twice. Shaf shtayim boet shalosh, you would beat twice and tread three times. Nivzu shol shifos v'chamesh bitos. Would come out to three beatings and five treads. Chozer chalila ad shiigmor shol shmeos shifa v'chamesh shos bita kadeshi yikaplu harbe. So you would do this over and over again, this entire pattern, until he got to the required number. Chosheiv ha'ova v'olacha v'shif achas l'hachmir v'achav tochon marakid yafi yafi. And to be machmir, right, so bringing your arm out and bringing it back in, okay, hova and alacha was considered one blow, okay. And after that, after all this process, he would token it, he'd grind it, and then sift through the flour very, very, very carefully. That's the process for wheat. Alacha vav, hayayin. How would they deal with wine? Maybe an oven min har golios min akramim ha'avudim ha'mayim mishana. They would bring grapes from vines that grew very, very close to the ground, okay, from these vineyards that were worked on twice a year. And they would crush the grapes and collect the juices, the wine, in very small little jugs. And they would store them not by ones and twos, rather by threes. They should not fill the jug all the way to the top so that you could smell it. Also, you don't bring libations from the wine that's near the top, because the there's little pieces on top that look like flour. And you shouldn't bring the wine from the bottom, and they are shmarim because of the dregs. Ella mishlichum emsa shel emsais. Rather, you should take the wine from the middle third and the middle portion of the middle third of the barrel. Okay. Zayin haya gizra yoshev v'ayin yotzim in a nekev shebetzad achavis. So the accountant would sit down, and the wine would come out through a hole in the side of the jug. So when he would see the wine dregs start to come out, he would stop the flow of the wine, and then he would no longer purchase any more of it. Well, may must say maybe. And so at what point of the aging of the wine would they bring it? 4 days after the grapes were walked on, until 2 years and even a little bit longer. Maybe yain yashan, but if the wine that was brought was old, mikamashanim for many years, haraisa kasher, it's okay. Rehushal yifsa taimo, as long as the flavor has not been lost. Okay, next comes oil. It's going to be a very, very specific here. Allah chas tisha midim mishemen neishinu imaisa. So there are 9 different types of oil, different categories of oil, and each one differentiates from the other due to how they are prepared. Ketza. Zai should gargro b'rosh zayis ubara achas achas v'kashu v'nustu sal shemen shetzemenu hu arishon. So the first category. You pick the olives that are at the top of the olive tree, and you pick each olive one by one. You crush them, and you put them in the basket. That is the first, the oil that flows out, that's rishon. Chazer achakach v'tanu b'kora shemen shetzemenu hu asheni. So now he goes back, and he puts like a beam on top of it, and the oil that comes out of the olives, that's the second category. So the third category is where he puts the piece of wood on it a second time. The next oil that comes out is third category. The fourth category is, let's say you pick the olives in a mixture. You bring them to the roof. You select the olives out one by one. You crush them. You place them into a basket. The oil that comes out of those, category 4. Vim tana b'kora, if you used a piece of wood to get the oil to flow out, achra hashem yitzah u'chamishi. V'chazer v'tachon v'tan pam shnia hashemen shiyetza hu hashishi. So again, he goes back and puts the, what he called, grind, crushes them up again, and then puts the one on top. The oil that comes out is 6. 6 category. Zezim shemaskam v'tana b'zohar bayis. So let's say you pick olives, you put them into a container in your house, ad shiyolku v'helman v'negvan, until basically he takes them up to the roof, dries them, and then puts them in a basket. The oil that comes out is the 7th category. The goes and puts a piece of wood on it, the oil that comes out is the 8th category. So he goes back, crushes them, and then puts the wood on top to produce the oil again. That's the 9th category of oil. So even though these are all good to use for mincha, nothing is better than the first category. Bachar Vashini, Varvi, Shnein Shavim. And afterwards are the 2nd and 4th, which are of equal quality. Bachareim, Shlishi, Vachamishi, Shvi. And then the next level in quality are the 3rd, 5th, and 7th categories, or Shlosh and Shavim. Those 3 are equal. Bachareim, Ashishi, Vashmini. And afterwards are the 6th and 8th, which name Shavim. Those are equal in quality. Bachi, in Lamata Memena. This 9th category, there's nothing lower than that, nothing more inferior than that type of oil. Lachyot, Ein Kashta Menorah, Ela Rishon, Ravi, Ushvi, Lavad. The only thing you use for the menorah and the mikdash are oil from category 1, 4, and 7. Shenemar, kustus lamaor, in kush lamaor, ela yotzim in a kushus rebat. It's only the oil that comes out of the crushed olives that's good. Ala manachos kulang shirin. But when it comes to the mincha offering, all of them are fine. And finally, alach yidav, to bring a hilchos yitzurim is back to an end. Amachos kulang shirin lamanachos lamanimnu. So if all these categories of oil are permitted to use, why even bother going through these categories? Kidei leida yafish in the malamenu, vashava apachos regots zachos asmo. So basically, you want to know what's the best category, then things better in it, those which are equal, and which those are actually very, very inferior. And this way, a person can, gain schus for himself. Yakub Yitzharav, Yakub Yado. So push aside his evil spirit, his evil thinking, and he will, really become very generous. Yavi Korbanam Yafem, Mashiach Yoser, and he'll know to bring this korban from the best of the flock. Shabosa Min, Shiyavi Menu. So again, the attitude is you should always go for the best. We know from the Torah that Hevel brought the superior stuff. anything you bring to God for the sake of, for God should always be from the highest quality. In bana based tefila, yenna based yeshivaso. So shul should always be nicer than it, where he lives. Ha'echel rav yachem netov and masok shemeshulchana. So if you feed someone who's hungry, you should feed him from the best and sweetest food on the table. Kise arom yechase min yafish shemkusso. If he's going to clothe someone who's naked, he should use the best clothing. Hikish davar, if he's consecrate something, yakish min yafish shemkusso. We should consecrate that which is best in his property. V'chin omer kolcheil la'Hashem. That ends Hilchos Nisurim Mizbeach, and we will pick up Hilchos Maisa Korbanos tomorrow.